News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's his pep talk. Time to shake it off on a Wednesday with our friend Taylor Swift. And you know who requested that song? Sarah Fair from the Santa Rosa County Library System is here with us this morning. Hey, Sarah.
Good morning.
Are you a Swiftie?
I am. Just a little bit.
I love it. I was just thinking, I don't think I've played a lot of Taylor songs on the show. I may have to change my MO here and start bringing her in more often. Well, we're happy to have you here. This is our time for the Santa Rosa County update, and Sarah is with the Santa Rosa County Library System. Wow, back to school, kind of the end of summer. There's a lot going on, so she came in with a list. Let's go through the whole list here and get as much info as we can.
Sounds great.
Okay, what you got?
I wanted to kind of recap our summer program. Mm-hmm. We had a successful summer reading program. Our theme this year was Color Our World.
Aww.
So it was like an art theme.
Uh-huh.
We had great presenters, animal tales, magicians, all kinds of fun stuff.
Cool. I bet the kids loved that.
Yes, we had great participation this year. So altogether, our kids read 357,385 minutes and completed 1,180 challenges. Our teens read 158,132 minutes and completed 266 challenges. Adults read 228,176 minutes and completed 269 challenges. So that gives us a grand total of 743,693 minutes read and 1,715 challenges completed. So that's amazing. That's a lot of reading.
Girl, wow.
Yes.
Good for you. And just think these kids doing this over the summertime and the adults too?
Yes.
Fantastic.
So it helps,
what a service you're providing.
It helps prevent that summer slide that we often see.
Yeah.
When the kids get back to school. So
that's amazing. And congratulations. That's amazing.
Thank you. And we held 30 K through fifth grade programs and had 1,995 people in attendance.
Yeah, almost 2,000 people.
Yes, over the summer. So that was a good number. So I also wanted to touch on the fact that we couldn't provide these programs without our friends of the library groups. They help sponsor the presenters and the prizes. So if you're interested in supporting your library, consider joining a friends group. And to learn more about that, you can speak with a library staff member.
So you just call the library or stop by and just tell them you want to volunteer or be a friend. What does being a friend mean?
So our friends of the library groups, they are members of our community who love libraries. They advocate for libraries. They raise much needed funds, sponsor programs and special events, and host popular used book sales. So if you haven't joined your friends group, you can contact your local library and find out how to join today. We have friends groups at our Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pace, and Navarre locations. And if you live in Jay and would like to start a friends group at the Jay Library, you can speak to our library manager there. Her name is Deanna.
Uh-huh.
And she can guide you in getting a friends group started in Jay.
Oh, how fun. And I love this.
Of course, all the groups are always accepting new members. So.
Oh, that's excellent.
Join anytime.
Yeah, what a great way to get involved, especially if you love to read.
Yes.
Find some people that are kindred spirits.
Yes.
I think that's great. So tell us what else is happening at the library.
So we also had our third annual Cancel Your Fees with Kindness food drive this summer. It took place during the month of July.
Mm-hmm.
And we got quite a large amount of donations from that. So thank you to everyone who donated. And we were able to keep those donations in the local community.
Right.
To the food pantries there. So thank you to everyone who participated in our third annual Cancel Your Fees with Kindness food drive.
So if you brought food, then you would cancel a fees on an overdue book? Is that
yes.
how that kind
so
of
like
works?
So if you owed $5, you could bring in five canned goods or non-perishables, and it would cancel your $5 fee.
I don't know if you saw it. No, it was on the news recently where someone was cleaning out their, I guess their parents had passed, and they were cleaning out some boxes in the attic, and they found an old library book.
Oh, gosh.
And the book was from 1943.
Oh, wow.
I had the date on it that had been handwritten in the little sleeve. Remember when they used to have the sleeves in the book? And so they actually sent it back to the library with an apology note. And the library sent a thing back and said, "We have waived your fees."
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, after 60 years, that would be
right?
a big fee to pay, right?
That's so funny. I hadn't heard about that.
Yeah, it was just on the news recently. It was very cool. So,
cool.
Yeah. All right. So in other words, folks, get those books back to the library.
Yes, please. We don't have daily fees, but if it goes a certain amount of time without being returned, we do charge a replacement fee. So.
Okay. Well, that's fair. That's fair. Okay, what else have you got on the list here this morning?
So coming up, September is Library Card Sign-Up Month. With your library card, you can discover new and exciting worlds. You can borrow audiobooks, stream movies. There's
Movies too?
We have what's called Hoopla, and it offers streaming of movies and TV shows, as well as ebooks, e-audiobooks, like graphic novels.
Wow.
Music. So
yeah, this isn't your grandmother's library anymore.
No, we have so many more things than just books on the shelves.
Right.
And your library card can get you access to all of that. So you can, September is Library Card Sign Up Month. If you visit your library, or you can fill out an application online. Our website is www.santarosa.fl.gov/libraries. And up at the top left corner, or right corner, I mean, there's a drop down for how do I, and you select get a library card, and then just fill it out, and we will get that to you.
Oh, that's fantastic. And then that gives you access to all the different libraries.
Yes.
Now, does each library in the in Santa Rosa County have different hours, or are they universal, or how does that, can I find out, like, when they're open and on the weekends or daytime or nighttime, that kind of thing?
So our five main libraries, that's Gulf Breeze, Navarre, Milton, Jay, and Pace, they're open Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Tuesday and Thursday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Oh, good.
So if you work and you can't come in on the, you know, you need to come in after 5, you can do that either Tuesday or Thursday, or come in on Saturday.
Okay, and then you're closed on Sundays.
Yes, closed on Sundays.
Those are great. That's great that you have those other hours for folks that do work.
Yes.
That's excellent. Okay, we're talking with Sarah Fair. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Ma'am.
Okay, Sarah Fair. She's with the Santa Rosa County Library System here on Pep Talk. If you've got a question about the Santa Rosa County Library System, or your local library, or possibly some of the programs she's already mentioned, please text in your question at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We're going to take a quick break here, and then we'll be back in just a couple minutes. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking to Sarah Fair, who is with the Santa Rosa County Santa Rosa County Library System. And she said, we were just joking during the break, she said, I'm too busy to even, what did you tell me?
I said, I love to read, but, and I work for the libraries, but I hardly ever have time to go to the libraries. I use our Libby app a lot for ebooks.
Oh, okay. There you go. Ebooks. I love that. Okay. So we did get a question that came in a few minutes ago. Hi, I have a library question. How do you decide which books are going to be purchased for the library? That's a good question.
So we have an acquisitions coordinator who is in charge of purchasing adult materials, and a youth services coordinator who is in charge of purchasing for youth, children's teens. So they look at different resources, selection lists, what's coming up next. They read reviews. They, you know, read summaries of all the books that are coming out during a specific time period. And based on that, they make their purchase suggestions.
Okay, great. Probably they have to keep up with the newly published books, too. So that's probably a monumental task, I would imagine.
Yes.
Sorting through it all. Thanks for the question. If you have a question for Sarah, 850-437-1620. So I want to make sure in our time that we have left that we get to all the fall events that are coming up, your closings, and some of the events that are happening this fall.
Right. So we will be closed on Monday, September 1st for Labor Day. And then on Friday, September 19th, all the libraries will close at 1 p.m. We have quarterly staff development where all of the staff from every library gets together and we have training of some sort. So we will close at 1 p.m. on Friday, September 19th for that. But fun events coming up this fall. The fall sessions of preschool story time and toddler time begin the week of September 15th. Story time is for...
That sounds like fun.
Yes.
Can adults come?
Well, story time is for kids ages 3 to 5 who haven't started kindergarten yet.
Aww.
Toddler time is for ages 18 to 36 months.
Wow.
And they attend with a caregiver, so it's kind of a lap-sit type program. Uh-huh. One adult and one child come together. That program does require registration. Space is limited on that. So you can register at your library. I don't know if you have to actually go in or if you can call, but they can tell you what you need to do to get registered for that.
So that all starts. What was the date of the start date on those?
The week of September 15th.
Correct. That sounds wonderful, especially for moms at home. It gives you a little bit of a break, but to then expose little ones to reading so early, I think is wonderful.
Yes.
That's neat. Yes. Okay. What else you got?
So as we all know, school has started back. Sometimes you might need a quiet place to study, or if you need an exam proctored, our Family History and Research Center in Milton is a great place for those things. They offer exam proctoring, and if you need that service, you can call 850-981-READ, which is 7323, and schedule an appointment with Cassie in our Family History and Research Center, and they are located at 6275 Dogwood Drive in Milton, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., so they're our only location that has different hours. We talked about the hours before the last commercial break, so they're Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5. Also, we have college kids starting back.
Right.
We're doing online classes. If you don't necessarily have reliable internet at home, all of our libraries have free Wi-Fi and public PCs that you can use.
That's great to know.
Yes. So come in, take advantage of those services. Another fun thing that the Family History and Research Center is doing, they're starting a book club called the Past Tense Book Club.
Oh, and what is that all about?
It's going to feature historical fiction books. It's going to meet the third Wednesday of each month at 10:30 a.m. They're going to cover a wide range of eras and topics, things like the Irish potato famine World War II, or, you know, different historical times.
Yeah. Where is that going to be? Which library?
So that's at the Family History and Research Center at 6275 Dogwood Drive in Milton. So the first meeting takes place on September 17th, and it's going to be informational. You don't have to have read a book yet. And they'll discuss and get input of what books the participants want to read.
Oh, so, I love that. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes. So that'll be a fun book club starting up in September.
And it looks like October's got some fun things going on too.
Yes. So our Milton Library has their annual Fright Fest movies coming up in October.
I can't believe Halloween's right around the corner.
I know.
I can't believe it.
It's almost fall. It's hard to believe.
I know.
So their Fright Fest movies will take place on Thursdays in October at 4 p.m. So on October 9th, they're going to show Hocus Pocus, which is rated PG.
I love that movie.
October 23rd, they're going to show Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, which is rated PG-13. And October 30th, they're going to show The Sixth Sense, which is also rated PG-13.
Starring Bruce Willis. That was
a
good one.
That was one of my favorites.
Yeah, we can't give it away.
Right.
But that's a really good movie.
And, of course, refreshments will be provided by our friends of the Milton Library.
Now, do you have to register to do that or just kind of show up?
You can just show up for the movies. You don't have to register in advance.
Okay. And tell us again when those are, those dates.
October 9th is Hocus Pocus, and that's rated PG. October 23rd, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, rated PG-13. And October 30th, The Sixth Sense, rated PG-13. And all those will take place at 4 p.m. at the Milton Library.
And that's on Thursday. So 4 is good because movies run about 2 hours or so. So you could still be home in time for dinner.
Yes.
And have a little late dinner or something. So that's a great time. The kids can go right after school or the adult.
Right.
I might have to come and watch Sixth Sense again. That sounds great. Gosh, Sarah, how do you keep up with all of this? I mean, you have so much on your plate.
Well, we have our online calendar that I'm in charge of maintaining. And so that helps me keep
Can
it
I
all
find
straight.
That? Where would I go to find that?
Our website is www.santarosa.fl.gov/libraries. You'll find our online calendar. You can sign up to get a library card. There are links to all of our databases, language learning. We have a database called Signing Savvy. You can learn sign language.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So all sorts of things. Our ebooks, e-audiobooks, our streaming movies that we talked about earlier. All of that can be found on our website, which is www.santarosa.fl.gov/libraries.
That's fantastic. So your job, what is your actual title?
So I am the Special Services Coordinator. I maintain our website. I do all of our advertising for the programs and events. So I send out our press release. And I also am in charge of interlibrary loan.
Oh my goodness.
So if one of our patrons wants to borrow a book, but we don't have it in our system, I can try to find it at another library within the state of Florida and borrow it from them.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yes. I didn't realize you could do that.
Yes. So, that's
so bring your list of books you want to read, yes, and hopefully
and you can have three requests at a time for interlibrary loans. So
I have
regulars who send me three, and once they're done reading those, they send me another three. So, it's a popular service.
Well, I'll tell you what, I love the world of the library because anything can happen there. It's creative, it's imaginative, but I just really think it's special that you're doing these programs for the little ones. That really impresses me a lot.
Yes, we have tons of programs for kids. We have STEAM programs. We have one teen book club right now.
Oh, you do? For teenagers?
It's called The Inklings, and it meets at the Milton Library.
Cool.
I would have to look online to see the age range, but
sounds like teenagers, teenage range, yeah.
Yeah, so they read novels and graphic novels, so there's a mix, and sometimes they'll also watch a movie that ties in with the book that they've read.
Yeah.
So, and adult book clubs at every library. All sorts of programs.
Well, now that we've gone through your entire list, I can understand why you don't have any time to read. We're talking with Sarah Fair with the Santa Rosa County Library System. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a minute. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Sarah Fair is here with the Santa Rosa County Library System. She has just gone through a litany of events and things you can do. So, Sarah, we had one last question. Someone asked, can I donate a few cases of my cookbook, Food 2.0 Secrets, from the chef that fed Google chef Charlie Ayers? So that kind of brings up that question. I'm cleaning out and getting rid of a lot of stuff. Can I donate my old books?
So you're... best option here is to contact the library that you wish to donate to and see if they are currently accepting donations.
Mm-hmm.
I believe all of our locations except for Gulf Breeze are currently accepting donation. Gulf Breeze is closed for renovations right now. So call your local library, find out what types of materials they will accept as donations and go from there.
Great. Thank you so much for sending in that question, because I'm cleaning house too and I got lots of books and hardcover books actually that I don't want to just throw them away.
Right.
So if I can donate to the library, that'd be a great thing. So I'll call my library.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Speaking of which, we're down to our last minute or two. Tell us how we can look up all these events and find out all the information about being a friend and getting our card and getting ready for the fall.
So our website is www.santarosa.fl.gov/libraries. And our website offers everything that was just listed. You can get a library card. You can view our online calendar. You can find out about being a friend, learn about all of our programs and databases and everything fun that we offer.
All right. Thank you so much, Sarah, for coming in this morning. I know you're busy by the looks of this calendar, so thank you so much. Again, you can check out the libraries here in Santa Rosa County, and there's also libraries in Escambia County and all over the state of Florida, so take advantage. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time.